Please welcome our host, the beloved from KNKX, Gabriel Spitzer. The beloved Gabriel Spitzer.
Thank you, Paul. I'm about 8 years old, and I'm at the swimming pool at the Canton, Ohio Jewish Community Center, and I am lying face down in the water. Now, people aren't really freaking out or anything, because I'm not, like, drowning. This is the dead man float, and that is one of the core competencies of advanced beginner's swim class, right? So you got your dead man's float, you got your elementary backstroke, your front crawl, and so on. You know, the beginners, it's more like holding on to the side of the pool and blowing bubbles, and I had aced that, so I was advanced now. So last day of the class, I finished up, and then we all climb out of the pool, and we all line up on the tiles next to the pool, standing there, our little 8-year-old body shivering, and wait for our Red Cross cards. Now, these are business card-sized things, the little Red Cross logo on it, and it's kind of like our diploma. These basically say the name of the class that we are graduating into. So I was there waiting for my card that said Intermediate, which was what came after Advanced Beginners and seemed very lofty to me at the time. So the instructor came up and handed me my card, and I looked down, and it said Advanced Beginners. So it appears that I flunked Advanced Beginners. So I came back, you know, the next camp session or whatever, and I went through the class again, and I did the dead man's float, and I did the front crawl, and I did the elementary backstroke, and we finished up, and we lined up, and I got my card, and it said Advanced Beginners, again. So then it was time for me to take this class for a third time. And then there was a fourth time. And then there was a fifth time. And I'm getting just a stack of these Advanced Beginners cards, and it's just like this little tower to my incompetence. And you know, in the meantime, like, years are going by, right? The world is turning. My peers are passing me up. Some of them have, like, join the swim team, which to me seemed crazy because those people get up at like 5 a.m. And the other thing that's happening is that I'm like becoming a sort of pre-adolescent person. So now I'm lingering back in Advanced Beginners, and my discomfort in the water is mixing in with my prepubescent body shame and my early stirrings of, you know, like the young male macho sports culture, which I just could not abide. And as I started to get into my teenage years, I decided, you know what, that's enough swimming for me, thank you very much. And while we're at it, let's get rid of all the other sports too. And instead, let's focus on things that we're good at and that mean a lot to me, that I care about. And so as a teenager, those things were primarily reading and smoking. And I'm a parent now, I don't do either of those things anymore. But I worked pretty hard at reading and smoking throughout my high school years, and I must have been pretty good at it because by the time I graduated high school, I had gotten into a good college as an English major, and I was in terrible physical shape. So the summer before I went off to college, I spent that summer working the graveyard shift, waiting tables at Denny's. And so this was like a summer of nicotine and pancakes, and as you can imagine, you know, I was in top form by the fall, right? So fall rolls around. The week before classes start at college, there's a freshman orientation week. So I show up there with my little dorm room fridge and with my plug-in rice cooker, and I meet my roommate and I get acquainted with everybody. A few days in, I should mention something about the university that I went to. It has a strange graduation requirement. So Cornell University, in order to graduate, you have to take 2 credits of physical education classes. But they offer really cool PE classes, like you can take backpacking and rock climbing and kayaking and stuff like that. And even though I couldn't stand competitive sports, I love the outdoors, so this seemed like some gym class that I could get behind, right? However, there was a catch. And the catch is that every incoming freshman had to take and pass a swim test. And if you did not pass the swim test, then you don't get to take spelunking or bowling or whatever. Instead, for your PE credit, you get to take swimming. And you get to take it for 2 semesters. So I set my sights on passing this swim test. This became my Everest. So anyway, back to freshman orientation week. I'm there. A few days in is the dreaded swim test. So I get up in the morning, I get prepared, I carbo load with that rice cooker, and I make my way up the hill toward the athletic building. And when I get there, the scene is like this. There's like an Olympic-sized pool, and at every lane there is a young man standing there waiting to jump in, and it's a gender-segregated swim test. And the thing is, people go in heats. So everybody would jump in at once. You'd do three laps, out, back, and out again. And then the next heat would go. And I'm noticing that these young men, there's a certain amount of posturing and kind of macho posing thing going on. These are 18-year-olds, first time away from mom and dad's house, probably. To make matters worse, the entire left side of the room is a set of bleachers where hundreds of young men sit waiting their turn and judging those of us who are swimming. So this is like a hothouse of male insecurity, right? Now, I was in one of the first heats, and so I get up, like third or fourth heat probably, so there were still plenty of people left in this jury of my peers over there. So I get up there, and I sort of look to my right, and I look to my left, and it's all these guys with their like bronzed Jersey Shore and Long Island bodies, and kind of looking down at my own pasty Midwest, you know, Denny's Grand Slam body. And I'm thinking, this might not be pretty, but you know what? I don't care. All I have to do is finish. Doesn't matter. You don't have to be great. Just finish. So the whistle blows. In I jump. And I am booking because I want to keep up with the pack. And as the first lap kind of finishes up, I'm kind of like, you know, toward the back of the middle of the pack of this crew. Make the turn into the second lap. And toward the end of the second lap, I'm noticing that I'm falling behind significantly from my peers who are swimming with me. And then I discover that the adrenaline that has been powering me thus far is used up. And I have no juice left at all. And all of a sudden, I went from powering through the water to crawling. And I made the turn into my third lap. And at some point, you know, the instructors, they get tired of waiting for me, so they just send the next heat out, and I'm getting lapped by these people. And I'm into my third lap, and by about halfway through, I'm not noticing those people anymore, and I'm not noticing all the dudes in the bleachers watching me anymore, because at this point, this has become about survival, and I am not sure if I'm going to make it. Like, there's a real desperation that's sinking in, and, you know, the minutes tick on. This desperation turns to the panic of, like, a drowning animal, and my eyes are wide and crazy, and my arms are burning, and my lungs are burning, and all I'm doing is just, like, focused on that tiled wall at the end of the lane, and it's so far away, and I'm trying to close the distance, and it's 15 feet away, and then it's 5 feet away, and then finally, my fingertips brush the ceramic tile of the lip of the pool, and I grab on, and I know that I'm not going to die. So I go to hoist myself up out of the pool, and I discover that my arms are like made of mashed potatoes. There's just nothing there. I can't even lift myself out. So I have to just hang there, bobbing in the water for a couple minutes, trying to get my wits about me. And while I'm doing that, one of the instructors kind of comes by, and he looks down at me, and he says, "You all right?" "Yeah. You made it." "Uh-huh." So after a couple minutes, I get my strength back, and I'm able to haul myself up out of the pool, and I go into the men's locker room and sit down on the bench to kind of wait for my ears to stop ringing. And, you know, at some point, I get up, and I throw up the contents of my rice cooker in the toilet, come sit down again. And gradually, you know, I settle down. My heart slows down enough so that I can think again, and it starts to dawn on me that I finished this thing. I did it, you know? And it wasn't pretty. But this is college, and nobody cares what grade you get. It just matters if you pass. So at some point, I'm feeling pretty good, and I collect my stuff, and I head down the hill back to my dorm, and with every step, I'm feeling prouder. And I decide to make a quick detour. So I break over to the campus store, and I take out my money, and I buy myself a baseball cap. It's a white cap. It's the kind that like the sports teams wear, and it's got the school logo on it and stuff like that. And I would wear this hat almost every day of my freshman year because I was so proud. The hat said, "Cornell Swim Team." Thank you.